teaching our children and young people here at the church, right?
Children's ministry, youth ministry, children's church right now in Sunday school. Go to the Lord. Go to Him when you need help. What we need to be reminded of that as adults. We share it with all of our peers as adults that, wow, you're struggling and trying to find help in all these places. Go to Him. Go to Him. No, I don't have dum-dums for the adults this morning in my basket. But yesterday morning, I don't know if you were up early, but we had a cross-country meet at RCB, and wow, was it cold. And all I heard the whole morning at that meet was people complaining about how cold it was, and oh, this is like winter, like, oh, and of course, we had sweatpants and hoodies, and of course, none of them brought them, and the course was muddy. It was just a yucky meet, it really was. That's cross country, running in the mud. But the adults at the meet who weren't running and didn't have skipping uniforms on were complaining. That's what I heard. And me too. Right? Just how cold it was and just complaining. And just a couple other, just what, three, 2 days ago, people complaining all around you. Oh, it's so hot. It's warm. What is this? Why is it still so hot? Wow. And then this morning I came away, it really was cold. It's cold back there. And think about that. When we think about the weather, well, I'm telling you, it really does control a lot of things about us. It controls our behavior. It controls our attitude. If we let it, it just controls us. We just complain about it and complain about it. So, in preparing and asking God of what I might share this morning, what He would have me to hear and you to listen to, I went out this morning. I should have done it yesterday, but I needed some props this morning. So I went out in the yard and got some leaves. Because it is fall, regardless of the temperature, technically speaking, according to the calendar, and to those that know best, I guess, it's fall. And so I was trying to find some pretty leaves. I didn't really find any. They were all soaked with wet because I was outside in the yard in my suit picking up leaves, and they were like, what is he doing? Yeah, these aren't real pretty, are they? I mean, I've tried to find some pretty leaves, but I tell you what, I love fall just because of the beauty of it. I'm thinking about the leaves. Do you ever just stop and listen to the leaves, really? Do you ever just stop and listen, period? We just don't do that. You know, and then people are going to say, oh, those leaves in my backyard, and I got oh. Right? Wow, but we stop sometimes. We should stop sometimes to kind of just listen, right? I love the fall. And when we were talking about activities to do with the children and youth, I thought one of the winter passes I would be a nice time of the year to go, because I was there this summer and loved it. Never been there before. And really liked the scenery and thought fall would be a perfect time to go. And when we think of fall, we think of Christmas. That's not true. It's a little more fall-y. But think about it. You ever just stop and think. We get up in the morning and we complain about the temperature or the weather, or maybe that we have to get up early in the morning and go do whatever it might be. And then we think about what's happening all around us, and sometimes we just forget to stop and think about the leaves. And as I think about fall and the seasons as they change, they're all for a reason or purpose, right? It's God's handicraft at work, right? His craftsmanship. Do you ever think about that? I mean, do we just stop and listen to the leaves? Maybe we just stop and just listen to the birds and listen to what's going on around us outside and realize that my Father did that. That my Father in heaven, my good, good Father, these leaves are just another reminder of the God that we know, who's created all things. The children in church are learning about the creation. And actually today is their day of rest. I'm not sure how that's going to go downstairs, but they're acting it all out. Creation and thinking about what God has created, leaves. And so don't think of just a bunch of leaves, a big pile in your yard that you have to sweep up or rake up or put in the trash can and get rid of, or in a trash bag. This is part of God's creation. And I think that all of us are guilty of not just not taking time to listen. Sometimes people are trying to talk to us and we're not listening, right? I sometimes am guilty of that as a pastor. Got all this going on. I'm trying to listen and trying to mock my task. And we sometimes don't stop and listen to what's happening around us. We don't listen to the people around us. We don't listen to God, who's always around us, right? So I'd like you to kind of maybe take this whole idea of fall in a different direction this year. And you see these, we see the leaves. We see them outside. And so I kind of just biblically did some research and thinking about fall. And if we think about fall, every year, God is the creator of all things, right? We believe that. Every year, God replenishes the leaves on a tree. Every year, he gives us colors that are beautiful and magnificent. And every year, he lets the leaves fall to the ground, right? And when they fall to the ground, they decompose and nourish the earth, right? That's our Father in heaven. That's what he does. And sometimes we forget what God has done in our own lives and to thank him for it. When he heals us and brings us home from the hospital, and we hear that there's no more cancer, we hear that, or our need's been met, we've got a job, and those things have been taken care of, are we thanking him for it? God gives us opportunities every day to share who God is. I mean, if you were to come to one of our cross-country meets, Lincoln Hill is not the most competitive, nice kids. We have a good time. And yesterday at this meet, I mean, it was really muddy. And Liam, who's on his way to Jackson's Mill, he was running and someone fell. And he stopped to pick him up. And at the end of the race, I said, Liam, I saw what you did. That kid didn't even thank me, he said. That kid didn't thank me. And I said, well, but, and Grant, some were having to actually hold onto the fence there to get around part of the trail. And I said, but Liam, you did the right thing, right? So if we think about God's creation, what he's done, and just simply think about the leaves that God did that, it causes us to stop. It causes us to be thankful. You know, God is always taking care of his world in quiet ways. God, I believe God's speaking to us every day. Not maybe audibly, okay? Not in a real voice. But I believe God can speak to us through the leaves as a reminder. Hey, still here. Hey, you're busy. Your schedule's full. Stop. Stop. And listen to the leaves. Listen to what's happening. Listen to what's going on. Remember your Father in heaven. Your good, good Father. And God's always giving us evidence every day that he's in control. He's the creator. We sometimes miss it because we don't stop and listen to what's happening around us. And I want us to listen this morning to Psalm 19. I think it's just, again, a reminder of the God that we serve, our creator, who's in control and will be in control if we let him do so. Psalms chapter 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Yes. The skies, the leaves, the earth, everything around us proclaim the work of his hands, our God. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. And if we think about God creating all things and heaven and earth and everything around us, we need to stop and be thankful and stop and listen, because we all are so busy. Not that we intentionally need to do that. We don't intentionally need to block out God. But I don't believe that we stop to listen and to be thankful enough. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voices go out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. This is speaking of all the things that God has created and how they speak of the Creator and what God has done for us. We sometimes just don't stop to be thankful. When I was talking to Billy Lane on Thursday and just kind of getting together our plan for Sunday, and he certainly will share his heart while he's here next week, and he said, you know, I think about my ministry and all the places I've gone and all the things that I've done in my ministry and all the people I've met. Shinston, he still remembers a lot of the names of the kids here that he helped me baptize. And he said, sometimes you just don't really I hadn't heard from him in a long time. He said, you know, I just kind of forgot. Not that I really meant to forget about Shinston, but when Twilight called to make those arrangements and been talking, I just remembered how thankful I am for the ministry that we did together in Shinston. Wow. Sometimes we should tell people we're thankful, right? It's like a bridegroom coming out of this chamber like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. When we see the sun out, do we thank God for the sun? Oh, no, it's too hot. Okay, it's raining. Do we thank God that it's raining because we need rain? I mean, some people need rain. Some people don't need rain, right? Right now? Think about that. The law of the Lord is perfect. In verses 7 through 11, it talks about God's law and how it is perfect. God created that. He created these laws for us to follow. So if we think about the beauty of the earth and the season of the year, whatever it is, whatever season we're in right now, we're in fall, be thankful for that. Just go, maybe you should just go on a Sunday drive. Have you done that? We used to do that all the time. Just go on a Sunday drive. Don't really just go anywhere. Just go on a Sunday drive. Get out of the car. Be thankful for the leaves and our Father who's created all these things and who's created these laws for us to follow. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Wow. Anybody can follow God's rules, right? His laws. Even if you can't read, you can hear them. You can come and hear a message that talks about God's laws and what he's done for us. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. So we see God working all around us. We read God's word. We know that God's moving and working, right? We believe that. All around us. And we see people doing things in the name of the Lord. We know that he's still alive. I think every once in a while we just need to stop and read a psalm. Really. Sometimes we need to stop and do that. I thought today we should. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm. All of them are righteous. You know, we sometimes complain about rules and laws, but they're to protect us in society. We talk about God's laws. They're to do the same to protect us, to tell us what's right and wrong. Do we thank God for that? They are more precious than gold and much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. God's word, his laws. And God, we see evidence of him all around us. You know, last week was take your Bible to school. And as we're trying to teach the youth on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, you need to know God's word. You need to come. You need to be in morning worship, learning God's word. You need to take God with you wherever you go. Take God wherever you go. He's all around us. You need him. And these things they're concerned about, that you're concerned about, we need them, right? By them your servant is warned, and keeping them, there is a great reward. Keeping God's laws and doing what he asked us to do, being obedient, there's a reward for us, right? But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. See, God knows all about us, all of our hidden faults, all the things we do in private or in the dark. And see, that's the God who forgives us and loves us. Psalm 19 is a reminder of our Creator, not just of the leaves and the earth and everything around us, but of his word and his promise, the creator of his promise. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me, and I will be made blameless, innocent of great transgression. Do you ask God to do that? Do you get up in the morning and just tell him thanks? Do you ask him to forgive you, and you tell him, thanks for forgiving me of my sins? Do we do that? Verse 14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I really needed to read Psalm 19 myself because we think about how busy we are in the summer. We think it's going to slow down as school starts. And we've had a busy month with activities here at the church. And sometimes we just need to slow down and read a psalm. Listen to God's word. Listen to the leaves and everything around us. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart, do you do that? Do you just sit and just meditate? Some may call it meditate. I call it just praying that God would know your heart. and be pleasing in you in His sight. Is that our goal here? Nothing but all the things that God has called me to do, and now as the pastor, all I want is God to be pleased with me. That should be your goal. I want God to be pleased with you. I want God to be pleased with this church, all that we're doing, for He's my rock and my redeemer. So, this fall continues, and the leaves keep falling. And you try to pick it up. You ever notice about leaves? When you pick them up, there they are again. They glow, and you pick these leaves up again, right? Wow. Pick up the leaves, put them in the bag, get to the curb, walk back to the yard. Oh, I got a lot accomplished. There's more leaves. Just keep falling. Just keep falling, don't they? Do you know what I think of? I think of these leaves. Think of God's beauty. Think of all He's done for me. And then when I go back, pick up more, that He hasn't forgotten me. Still keeps doing it. God's always there. He's always with us. Pick that leaf up and think, oh, God still loves me. Even though I messed up today, God's still with me. He always will be. Our Creator, who created the heavens and the earth, loves you that much. And I believe that all God wants us to do sometimes is just be quiet. Just be quiet. And listen to Him. Be reminded. It could be God speaks to us. God speaks to me all the time. God certainly affirms me all the time. God reminds me, even the simple things I ask Him to do, that He'll take care of me. So as you pick up the leaves, as you rake the leaves, or maybe as you jump in the leaves, be reminded that our Father in heaven has created all these things. He'll never go away. We can push them away. Put all these leaves in a garbage bag. They'll go away, but God won't. The God who created these won't go away. God loves you. He always will. God, I thank you this morning for this church. God, I thank you for all you've done in my life and certainly my family. God, you know our hearts. You know the hearts of every person here this morning. We've all made bad choices. We've all made poor decisions. We've certainly all messed up. Even this week, maybe today already. God, you still love us. God, we just sometimes need to stop and listen. I believe we need to listen to the people around us. I believe that we have young people who are taking their lives and doing horrible things to themselves because they feel like nobody's listening. Help us to listen to the people around us. And we can listen to you. If you put someone in our path and in our life, we might need to listen. But we listen to you as we go from here today, God, that we would know that you have a plan for us. You have some appointments set up for us this week, I believe, to share your love with others. I pray that we would listen to what you might have us to do. God, regardless of the season or time of the year, we know that you're a God that sent your Son Jesus one time. He did that one time. He died on the cross one time for us. And that's all He needed to do. That we'd be reminded how much you love us. God, I pray if there's anyone in here that's never made that decision to follow you and live for you, they do that. God, you've promised great things for us. We read that in your word. You promise you'll never leave us. God, what have we promised to do for you? God, I pray this morning, whatever you're calling us to, church membership, baptism, whatever it might be, being a part of a ministry in the church, God, that we would do it. We'd answer that calling, that we'd listen and respond accordingly. God, we love you. God, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is called Jesus, I Promise. Page 369. As we sing this morning,